The following lecture by Trigueirinho, Information on the New Earth and the New Humanity, with simultaneous translation into English, was recorded live in Brazil in May 2004.
Nós estávamos então vendo que o caminho, não? Tende a ser cada vez mais
we
suave.
Have been seeing that the path tends to become smoother,
a terra estará mais purificada,
and that in a future cycle the earth will be more purified,
e a terra
cosmic evil will have been mostly removed, and the earth also will be closer to participating in the intergalactic
planetas,
confederation, which consists of these planets, the worlds that participate more directly in the development of the galaxy. And the energy emanated from Sirius, which is one of the guides of the sun, this energy from Sirius will be more firmly anchored here in terrestrial life. So with more energy from Sirius, terrestrial life will really be different. And the principal center of the planet, the planetary center of Mislitlan, will be even more active than it is now. Mislitlan has many intergalactic contacts, therefore its activity and its radiation are kept under tight control so that the Earth can bear them. But Mislitlan tends to become increasingly active. Humanity as a whole will have already experienced a great expansion that has not yet occurred, which is that expansion where we perceive that we are part of an inner group of souls. At this time, there are very few human beings who perceive that they are part of an inner group, that they are members of a group of souls, and that therefore it is much easier for them to relate here to their brothers and sisters, because they feel that their life, that their real group is on another plane, is made up of souls. This makes their relationships here easier. So in another stage, all of humanity will be conscious of this, and not like today, where they are not aware that they are part of inner groups and groups of souls. And humanity will also begin to perceive the hierarchy that governs it. It will begin to perceive its own hierarchy, its own lineage of light. Some beings can already recognize that they belong to a certain hierarchical lineage, but the majority is not yet able to perceive this. And the soul also will have acquired greater control over external life. The soul will already be flowing much more freely. And to this we can add that the monads will already be more awakened, the monads will be more active, the new genetic code already implanted in humanity will be producing its effects, and the laws of higher evolution will be more assimilated by humanity. So humanity will find it easier to assimilate these laws in order to begin to live them. And therefore, this humanity will be much more integrated into cosmic life with all of these characteristics that have not yet been developed.
Well,
the planetary center that most actively supports these changes and helps humanity to develop is Eryx. This is why Eryx was the first book that we wrote after the books that were personally authored. The first book that did not come from an author, the first book that was not personal, was Eryx. Because Eryx is the center that is responsible for all this work. It is the center that is most directly active in humanity's process.
que o homem tem, o
and today the evolutionary impulse of human beings, the impulse for humanity to go in the directions described above, comes from
Erics.
This refers to humanity as a whole.
Que
now, those individuals who aspire more intensely are prepared by Erics on the subjective levels. And this development, this preparation, takes place on the individual's subjective levels. And in this way, Erics works with us, all of us, with humanity as a whole, and individually with those who are more open and those who aspire more deeply. And while Erics works on us in this way, it is preparing us inwardly to be able to receive different ray energies. Because there are other rays entering the planet besides the seven rays, there are other rays that are beginning to be active, and Erics is beginning to prepare us inwardly to be able to receive these rays and to be able to sustain a more diversified energy because we need to have more rays working within us. This entire process really begins when an individual turns toward inner life and when that individual aspires to universal good. While one is seeking what is good only for oneself, those processes cannot work openly within one because the energies are very strong, the vibration is very intense, and if an individual is not focused on his or her own inner being, and if the person is not seeking the idea and the intention of the universal good rather than personal good, he or she cannot bear all this. The individual is not able to cope with all of this help.
At this moment,
when humans are developing all these things and are on this evolutionary path, their progress is much more significant than their retrogression. Up to this point, the steps backwards, the falls, have been more meaningful. But when someone enters this process, the steps backwards, the falls, the faults, the mistakes, all these things which happen are much less significant. All these are quite irrelevant in the overall conditions of the being. So this is very important because human nature tends to go backwards. Human nature and natural evolution do not always move forward. Natural evolution and human nature take two steps forward, three back, one forward, four back. You know how this is. From this point on, although this continues to happen, it is not so significant, or rather, the correct actions, that is, the positive aspects, are able to make this less significant. The choice of living these things, of experiencing these paths, or rather of experiencing these aspects of the path, this choice comes from deep within the individual. The individual makes this choice in his or her innermost depths. And when this happens, as soon as the soul makes this choice, as soon as the individual makes this choice, he or she begins to have an impact in the external world. One might say that from this moment on, in the lives of these individuals, their process, their path develops without them having to become very involved in it. There are three kinds of individuals today. Only the third kind becomes connected with planetary centers. Only the third kind is directly worked on by the planetary centers, because the first two kinds cannot or would not yet be able to bear this vibration and this type of identification. The first kind of individuals, the most numerous, are those who are identified with matter and who are impervious to evolutionary impulses. So the majority cannot receive very strong evolutionary impulses because they are resistant and they could react and turn the situation into an ongoing reaction, causing health problems on all planes, on all levels. So those who identify with matter and are resistant towards evolutionary impulses cannot interact directly with planetary centers, and the planetary centers also could not link with those individuals because they would not be able to bear it. Now, humans in the second kind begin to perceive inner life, internal life, but they choose to continue to be completely connected to human commitments, to human things, to material commitments. So these remain within a very strong material vibration and could also not bear a direct contact with the energy of one of these centers.
Agora, o terceiro tipo de indivíduos existente atualmente,
now, the third kind of individuals that exist these days are the ones who are able to receive these impulses. So these are the ones with whom X begins to work, whom X begins to take care of on subjective levels and begins to put them in contact with other centers, as we are going to see. And these are the ones who responded to those inner impulses, because all of humanity is receiving inner impulses, but only a part is responding. So those who respond to the inner pulses and consciously are ready to tread the evolutionary path are the ones who, to a certain point, are placed within the aura of Erics and are deeply and subjectively worked on by this center. And thus they begin to have their first expansions of consciousness beyond the natural consciousness of the mass of humanity. Among these are the ones who are known as or considered to be what is called accepted disciples, that is, the ones who begin to draw more stably close to the inner groups.
Além desses que o centro de Erques começa a trabalhar,
besides the ones on whom the Erques planetary center begins to work subjectively, there are these who begin to draw more steadily closer to these inner matters and the inner lives. And these who are considered to be accepted, that is, they accepted this drawing closer, and they accepted becoming stabilized on those levels. These can be given tasks of a greater scope with more responsibility, tasks that influence human consciousness in general. Those who are called the accepted ones become aware of the life of the soul, they recognize the inner impulses and follow those impulses. And at that level, time is no longer wasted on matters of the personality, because these beings are incarnated. But the fact that they are incarnated does not make them waste time on that which is not the main thing in their lives, that which is not their real path. So the personality, the human side of these beings, no longer needs so much work, no longer needs so much attention. So at this point, there is an emphasis on inner harmonization. And here the planetary centers can work more directly, they can work more deeply, because there is no need to pay so much attention to these beings, to their external aspect, to their human personality, to their mental preconceptions and so forth. So there is a much wider field in which to work with these beings. And from the beginning, X has been encouraging changes in these beings. It has been encouraging all of this work. X deals with them in a direct way. X channels energy to them. As soon as their personality is integrated, as soon as the personality becomes integrated, as soon as it manifests a particular energy, the first work that X carries out firmly and on a higher movement of consciousness is to infuse the personality ray with the individual's soul ray. So each soul has a ray, each monad has a ray. As soon as the personality becomes integrated, the personality takes on a ray, its own ray. Because before this, the personality functioned with the ray of the mind, the ray of the emotional body, the ray of the physical etheric body. These are the three rays. And when it becomes integrated, the ray of the integrated personality emerges. And this ray is very strong. And this ray doesn't always match the ray of the soul. So if the ray of an integrated personality, of a unified personality, does not combine with the ray of the soul, some work has to be done here, some inner work, some deep work. And X does this work. In certain cases, depending on the individual, at this stage in which the ray of the personality is permeated with the ray of the soul, and if there is no conflict in this individual taking up the higher path, in some of these cases, Anuteya planetary center comes in. In cases where more caution, where greater care is needed, in order for this process to progress harmoniously, then Lis Fatima comes in. So Erx, Anuteya, and Lis Fatima work together when the ray of the integrated personality needs to be permeated by the ray of the soul. In some cases, it is best to work exclusively with the energy of Erx. In other cases, according to the individual's past, it is good to include the energy of Anuteya. And in still other cases, Lis Fatima takes on the work. So at this point, the energy of the soul is already prevailing in the individual, in many areas of the individual's life, but the energy of the soul still does not have a complete ascendancy over the ego. The ego is still strong, and the energy of the soul still does not fully control this ego. X continues working with this, but in this case it counts on Mirna Jan, which often enters into this work, and Lis Fatima continues to be present in the more sensitive cases, the cases that require a more subtle energy, a feminine type of work, a more gentle type of work. When the ray of the soul has gained complete control over the being's manifestation, and the being must begin to be prepared to receive the ray of the monad, which is much stronger, Erx continues to be active. But at this point, there are other planetary centers that can become involved, Mislitan, Aurora, and Ibera. So the planetary centers enter into our process according to the need, and according to the type of path we are following, according to the type of work that our bodies or our soul needs. So when the ray of the soul has gained control, when the being is used to the ray of the soul, when the ray of the soul is completely installed, then the being needs to begin to receive the ray of the monad. So here, Erx carries out a very special work. Erx accompanies us from the beginning on subjective levels, from the moment we need to define the rays, when we need to harmonize the rays within us. When we can already withstand the ray of the monad, Erx no longer works directly with us.
para Mistritlán,
Erx turns us over to Mistritlán, to Mirnajan, or to Iberá, which are the three planetary centers that can help us to receive the ray of our monad through our body of light. So you see that our path is built by them. Our path is developed by them, because all this takes place through law. At this stage, all this comes about within the laws of human evolution. And finally, when the ray of our monad, moving through the body of light, is totally at ease within us and is a part of our very life, when it is well installed in us, we have to be prepared to be the ray of our monad. We have to be prepared to be monadic individuals. That is, we have finally have to have our own ray, which is the ray of the monad, the ray of the cosmic individual. And the planetary center of Mistritlán then carries this out, together with the center of Iberá. So we begin by submitting ourselves to Erx, to Anuteya and Lispatma, then we go through Mirnajá, through Aurora, through Iberá, through Mistritlán, and then we return to Mistritlán together with Iberá, when we need to be fully integrated into the ray of our monad, fully unified with and exclusively within the ray of our monad. So it would be very good for us to reread those main books, the books that refer to the planetary centers, Erx, Mistritlán, Aurora, Lisfatima, Anuteya, Iberá. We should read them. We should reread them, seeking the energy in those books in order to become permeated by these concepts, by this subject, because this energy then gradually permeates us, and our cells, mental, astral, and physical, etheric, begin to respond better to all those influences and all those movements.
Então, estes livros, ou esses textos,
so these
ou
books,
esta obra,
this subject matter, or these works,
forma,
were written in this way and were
deste jeito,
organized having this goal in mind. I am referring to the basic books
centros.
That describe
estes
these
livros,
centers.
Eles
these
foram
books
feitos
were written
para que a gente tenha consciência
so that we could become aware of the kind of work being carried out in us, aware of our path, of how our path develops, so that we could have faith, tranquility, so that we could be adequately surrendered in order for the path to develop, so that we could enter this path and proceed without thinking twice, and in complete surrender.
Então, esta foi a razão de ser
so this is the reason why these books exist. This was the reason for having written about these centers, so that we could gradually become familiar with this, so that we could gradually perceive these energies, perceive these things, and at a certain point, we could be able to surrender to this path. Because surrendering to this path, following this path in such a way that it happens on its own without our having to be making an effort, without our having to participate very actively, this happens more easily. It takes place more perfectly, and we can thus dedicate ourselves to other things. We can then begin to perceive other influences, other support, such as stellar support, for Sirius is very deeply engaged in our process. We can begin to perceive other paths which are extraplanetary paths, paths that point out ways beyond this planet. And for those of us who have already had certain expansions of consciousness, we can perceive extra solar pathways, truly universal pathways. So we are gradually able to prepare for other pathways, for broader pathways, for extra solar pathways, for universal pathways.
as coligações.
And to help us in this, we have links with the planetary centers that deal with our soul, with our monad, with our monadic regent, with all of our energies, and with all the rays that are within us and that are working on our being.
Essa visão dos centros planetários para nós é muito importante.
This understanding of the planetary centers is very important for us. It is no longer a matter of curiosity. There's no longer having some additional information about the planet where we live. It begins. Becomes our collaboration, our very conscious link with the work of those centers, at first within ourselves, and then possibly through the work of those centers in collaboration with other areas. But according to our destiny, according to the will of our monad, or according to the decisions of our regent, we could even participate in the life of those centers. We could transmigrate from surface life to the life in those centers. Each one of us is unique. Each one of us is an origin. Each one of us is a pathway. But at a certain point, we need to allow that pathway to make its own way so that things can happen more perfectly, so that we can gradually prepare for other developments.
Então, como a gente vê, as bases são bases muito amplas.
So as you can see, the bases are very broad. These bases are not material. And this energy, which here we call the monastic energy, this energy holds many treasures for us.
Well,
in principle, the even-numbered rays have a certain nature that harmonizes with one another. The odd-numbered rays have a different nature which makes them compatible with one another. So if we have either odd or even rays in our bodies, everything is very harmonious. But if we have an even ray in one body and an odd ray in another body, this has to be harmonized. It is not that the rays cannot do this work. The rays can become harmonized with one another, but it is the bodies that have difficulty in harmonizing with one another when they are different rays. It is the bodies that need to be taken care of, not the rays. And the bodies need attention when the rays are not all even or when the rays are not all odd-numbered. And, for example, if someone has an odd-numbered ray in his or her mind and an even ray in the emotional body, this person needs a lot of work to be done on his or her bodies so that these rays, which are so different, can become unified, can work together with the bodies also working together.
No raio par, que tenha que se unir com o corpo no raio ímpar, eles têm dificuldade entre
It is very difficult when a body on an even ray has to unite with a body on an odd ray. So this is where treatment is needed. This is where all this work is needed. It is the planetary centers that have to do this. This cannot be carried out by an individual alone. It cannot be carried out because there is interplay of rays and bodies that is not in harmony with this. So a wider sphere has to be brought in here. A greater level of love has to come in here, and this is what these planetary centers represent.
Onde muito trabalho de cura se concentra,
Aurora concentrates much healing work. Healing work is common to all planetary centers, but in Aurora specifically, there is a great concentration of healing.
Quando se fala em trabalho de cura,
when talking about healing work in planetary centers, we are not talking about the healing of illnesses. We are talking about healing in this sense, adjustment. Adjustment of the individual's matter to the rays, because the rays are cosmic. They are not going to change. The rays have a task. The rays have a specific task. It is our bodies that have to adapt. When they come into contact with a body on another ray, each body has a ray. About the monad, the monad is on the first, the second, or the third ray. These are three types of monads that we know about. Now the soul can be on any one of the seven rays. The monad on the third, the second, or the first. Souls are on any one of the seven rays.
In geral, a mente
the mind is generally, but not always, on an odd-numbered ray. It is very often on the fifth. The emotional body is quite frequently on an even-numbered ray, on the second, the fourth, or the sixth. So, with an emotional body on the fourth ray, with a mental body on the fifth, you can imagine what a lot of work is needed to bring these bodies into harmony, for these bodies to become unified. This is the work that the planetary centers do with us. When we say that the planetary centers are teaching us, are helping us, are healing us, are working on us, this is the work that they are doing. Individuals become aware of this as their consciousness expands.
Está toda voltada
while one's consciousness is totally focused on material matters here in human life and on earth, all of this is just a fairy tale to the individual's consciousness. But when the individual becomes detached from the material attractions of the earth and takes up other interests, other aspirations, he or she begins to become aware of these things. This does not always remain a mystery. He or she begins to understand these things and to perceive them. But for this to occur, individuals have to be detached from earthly things, from external matters, from material things. Their consciousnesses have to gradually experience a shift in interests. You can see that this should be the work of psychology, which is still very far from such matters. It lags way behind. But this is what psychology was established for. Let's see when psychology will attain this other point. We have to become quite detached from our terrestrial life, such as it is, and from our earthly destiny, in order to begin to understand these matters. Working with mantras, of course, working with mantras is natural in this process. If you work with mantras, or if you have an inner connection with mantras, if you dedicate yourself to them, to those sounds and those energies, those vibrations are attuned with all of this. There are mantras that work at specific levels and others that work at different levels. This is why mantras have a title. This is why mantras have a short explanation with each one. This gives us an inner sign as to where the mantra is located. Working with mantras is essential to help this process.